Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grim Plays. We're playing something I did not expect. Akira Goya, who is also known as Artist Knight for a very, very long time, has released a new game called Angel at Dusk. This game was originally completed in 2 weeks, but it took 4 years to update it. So now we're playing... Yes, it looks like the eclipse scene from Berserk, right? But it's a really philosophic shmup, and it has 176 story parts to collect. So there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of extra characters, and yes, this is the guy that did Yakuga 5, which I was known for on my original channel. Remember the one that YouTube pulled off? Yeah. I don't know where the hell that playthrough is. If anybody requests it, I can kind of dig and see if I still have it. But this is the newest game. It just came out but a couple days ago, and I'm really, really excited to jump into it. Yes, he did a more straightforward game called Steel Vampire, but this one is actually a little more towards the Yakuga series, which I am surprised is even on Steam. So let's go ahead and give it a shot. Alright, so we've got a lot of options here for the game. We're on R15. I don't really care on that. Let's see. I mean, is that literally it? Just remove nipple visibility. So, we'll just put it on. I mean, seriously, I don't want YouTube to freak out. Let's see. Input. We've already did all that. Sound effects. It's fine. Color. Let's see. Oh, you can do a lot. Crosshair color, glow shadow, bullet glow. And then you have save and back. So let's go ahead and get started. Well, there's also a tutorial for people that have never played shmups, and a tutorial that explains the system of Angel of Dusk. It takes about 20 minutes. You guys don't want to sit and watch me play a tutorial, so let's start the game. I've played Yakuga 5, I should be fine. Arcade is recommended. No vessel enhancement, usable vessels unlock as you progress through the game. You can collect weapons and points to enhance your vessel. Let's do arcade. DPS test fire weapons. Let's do story. Mission Awaken? Very hard. It is said that the extreme difficulty of this mode will send 99% of players running away crying. Will you become the 1% that doesn't? Cleanse those tear ducts and brave the challenge. I mean, it says very hard. There's no way to make it any easier, so here we go. Angel of Pain or the Angel of Chaos? Blood blue, blood green. Let's go with the Angel of Pain. Obviously, we can't choose levels yet, but there's only 5 areas in the game. That's fair. Wow. That is a scene, folks. Oh yeah, this actually reminds me of Gal Shell a little bit. Gal Shell is freeware, so you can actually get Gal Shell 1 and 2 if you want to see where this guy began. I don't know how well they're going to run on Windows 10 11, though. Probably could get them on Linux, and I don't even know about the Steam Deck. Looking the heart-shaped items will replenish your stamina. Okay. Okay, hold on. Thank you. Alright. Okay, so that gives me EXP. You can actually make the game harder if you pick the red ones. Oh, that's interesting. It's not as difficult as some of his other games, I'll say that. They said the mission was very hard, but it hasn't been that difficult. I haven't died once, guys. Oh, here comes another one. Reinforcement mutation? Oh, I've leveled up. Taking damage will lower your experience points. Ooh. You will level up, and your firepower and stamina will increase. Angel of Delight, Manya Ladlands. I got a special that I can use, but it's not good because it takes away from my EXP. Mankind safely crafted the world's first inexpensive and entirely synthetic flavor enhanced and high nutrient food matter over the next 100 years. Oh, gee, thanks! It's like 2 seconds to... I mean, it's a heart, so it's giving you hearts. Hasn't been that difficult, but I don't know what the heck that thing is. Remember, all this shit was hand-drawn. Crazy to think about. And his art's gotten even better since the Yokoga days. This was probably supposed to be Yakoga 9, but since Yakoga 9 was being worked on in 2019, and this game was finished in 2019, and it took 4 years to update, this is probably Yakoga 9. He just changed the name because he's putting this stuff on Steam now, which is the first. Like, a long time ago, the only way you could get this guy's games was through those little doujin events. Like, you'd have to go to Comiket in order to get his games. Or you'd have to order them disc only. Like, they would give you a disc for the game, and that's the only way you could get it. That's why, like, Yakuga 6 is so hard to find. It's supposed to be the true sequel to 5, and of course, Yakuga 7 doesn't have anything to do with the other games in the series. It's a Metroidvania. And this feels more like Yakuga than anything else that he's done in, well, since 6, because I can't get my hands on it. If anybody has a copy of 6 or knows how to get 6, I'd like to play it. Okay, once mankind unlocked the secrets of human memory, they began erasing bad thoughts from the minds of criminals. The world was slowly becoming rid of all bad things, and mankind identified individual sex as a source of conflict. It's really hard to read that. Colliding with walls will not be counted as a mistake. Okay, so there's actually some walls in this area. It's like we're in a big skeleton, right? See, that's why I love this guy's games, because they're so different from everything you get with a regular old shmup, right? Instead of, like, a city, we don't know what we're in. I mean, Alien Planet ones can be pretty cool, too, but I actually feel like I'm inside of a body. It's really crazy. And all the arcade games back in the 90s, all the shmups, like, nobody ever thought to do anything like this. It's like, let's do something more horror and Giger influence, and that's what R.T. Snyder, Akira Goya, as he calls himself now, does. Certain dangerous attacks from weak ones and use your charge attack to thwart dangerous ones. It's cool that they do that with the tips, but they don't do it with the text. I'd like to know more of the story. Okay. Sorry. Oh, for those of you who are curious what Yakuga meant, it means luminous moth. Yeah, I mean, the character kind of resembles a moth in a way, with the little wings. They just wanted to do something a little different, because they didn't want to introduce people into the Yakuga series so late in. So that's why they've called this different. It's called Paradise of Dusk and Angels and Red Angels, or Angels of Red. Is the full name of the game, but obviously They just called it Angel at Dusk on Steam because it's easier. To eradicate the concept of desire, mankind abandoned their sense of taste and smell. The world was approaching a perfect form. Pain is another source of suffering, so mankind abandoned their sense of pain. Woo! Very interesting little story. It's also testing my fucking limits as a reader. Since colliding with enemies would not hurt you, and since attacking from close range... Okay. Like, I'm a speed reader, and that's fast. I know it looks like pretty easy, and it really is, but you gotta understand how unfair the original games were. Like, Yakuga 5 was a side-scrolling shmup, and they made it really difficult in some areas. Okay, the Angel of Clear Streams. I am not pronouncing that. What the hell is that? I don't know, but I'm gonna kill it. The last remaining sin on Earth was intelligence. Mankind developed the world of magic, fair design, and inhabit the development of neurons. A long last perfect world void of all sin had been brought to fruition on creatures of the planet. I know, it's fast. Bullshit. See, it has 5 boards, but I think it's got different sections for each board. Because there was Act 1 and Act 2. So I don't know what board we're actually on. Who the fuck is that? Alright, we got another angel coming up. Angel of Link. Not that one. No, Nintendo, we're not talking about your character. I don't need no copyright strikes here. Look at that. Almost looks like kind of a weird Sentai character with the helmet. The little I'm not that good at shmups to avoid all that. Like, oh, that thing's got a lot of life. Oh, I'm on 2 of 8. I don't know if I'm gonna beat this guy. What the hell is all that? Wow! I can't dodge rain! Holy shit! Dude just slapped me and that was it. Error. Wow. Okay, so that was the final boss of the game apparently. And he whooped my ass. Wow. Yep. I actually got some metal and some coins. Yeah, I was on that last boss, it seemed. Because there's only 5 stages in the game. Matter of fact, we can actually check real quick. Like, you know, we got Pain, Chaos, see? No, I was on the last boss of Area 1, but I wasn't on the final boss yet. We can actually start from Area 1, though. I got some Conquest medals, too. So I did pretty good. Let's see if there's some stuff that we can get or unlock or something. Because it said you can unlock shit. Play date? Achievement. Oh. Awakening Extinction difficulty. Clear Dissension Stage 1. Dissension Original Chronicle. Clear all 31 Chronicle stages. Competitive Subjugation. Ascension Stage 2. Terminus. Oh, you can unlock all these damn characters. How? Accumulate 1 hour of playtime, 2 hours of playtime. All these lipids, metals. Endure the introductory tutorial. Claw all weapons. Okay, so that's a lot of shit. And there's like 10 freaking characters you can unlock in the game. So that's 10 different ships. And there's a lot more levels than what I showed you guys. Because there's shit that I haven't even heard of in this game. This feels like not just Yakuga 9. It feels like a bunch of the games in the series just all combined together in one big freaking thing. Which is why it took him 4 years to do. I played for 20 minutes. It says 20 minutes, yeah. Let's try the original. Battle from Dusk Till Dawn to Conquer Eden. What is this? Alright. Oh, I can increase my life. All kinds of stuff. Okay. I don't have any nutrients. Okay, this is very different. By the way, this game's only $12 right now because it's on introductory, and it's only going to be $16. So, you know, maybe you weren't very happy with Darius, what was that, latest Darius game? I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't be. I think all the Darius games are fucking awesome, you know, the little animal, or no, it's sea creature bosses, right? Maybe you weren't happy with that one, though. Well, you can get some more bang for your buck with this game. It seems like there's a lot you can do. And my little guy is eating something. Now, keep in mind, the old Yakuga games actually did have H scenes. Yeah, it was usually in the between the story, between the game parts, you might have one or two of them. But I don't know how the hell that became this. Unless he's just thrown it all out and is doing a brand new story. Because this does seem to follow the Yakuga story a little bit. You know, where they're talking about nutrients and nutrition and all that kind of thing. And it's all because mankind developed some new kind of food source and started all this shit. Alright, the Angel of Innocence. Oh, man. I mean, doesn't it remind you of the God Hand from Berserk a little bit? Or some... it's very Berserk Eclipse influence. This guy just loved those concepts so much he decided to incorporate them into his game. Which I'm pretty sure, you know, the creator of Berserk, he would... I mean, for all I know, they may have even met each other one time. But again, I think that he would be, appreciative of somebody using those kind of designs, or being inspired by those designs. It wasn't quite his thing. He was more into anime girls that sing, but, you know. He loved those idol games, I know that. People used to say that Berserk was on hold so much because he'd rather play those idol games than actually work on the manga. And that might not be so false. It might actually be the real deal. Sorry about that. Oh, furthermore, it's great that this game is translated. Remember, all the Yokoga games weren't. So you really didn't know the story that well. Alright, we got another angel coming up. Angel of Embrace. Tabachua. See, I can pronounce that one. That one's not so scary. It is the Angel of Embrace, after all. Okay. Oh, you can go different areas. Let's go here to 4A. So there's several different boards in this game, guys. It's not just strictly arcade mode. What is that? Angel of Tolerance, Calderon. Thank you. portions of a multi-tribe angry king. So that's just a tip about the angels. Again, some of those are really long, so they're hard to read. Those things may look like worms you can shoot, but they're not. They're blasts, so you want to avoid them. They're not bacon. They're not firing bacon at me. This is a pretty cool track. Oh! Damn! Weak weapons should be eaten and converted into nutrients. I don't even know how to convert things into nutrients. Maybe it's worth actually playing the tutorial. Even said it very hard, the explanations are quite simple. From the beginning. Basics, heavy attack, enemy bullets, recovery. Attack charge up, terrain collision, EXP points, and leveling up. Half a secret weapon. Falling enemies and collecting items will grant you experience points. Yellow flesh scraps called lipids are experience point power-ups. Collecting these will cause you to grow, but it has no direct effect on gameplay. It is also impossible to shoot too much and run out of bullets. Attacking enemies from close range will increase the quantity of lipids produced when they are destroyed. When your experience gauge becomes filled, you'll go through a power mutation. Power mutation increases your stamina, makes your hitbox smaller, increases the width range of your attacks, and adds a missile attack while you are charging. Even if a mutation causes you to appear bigger, your hitbox will have actually gotten smaller. The visual change merely represents an increase in avoidal potential as a result of sensory organs and exodermis having gotten stronger. Also, as the range of your attacks grows wilder, the already high damage you do at close range will not be greatly affected. What this means is that if you become skilled in close range combat, you'll be able to clear every stage even at the default power level. Anytime you level up, restore your stamina, or defeat a boss, you become surrounded by a blue barrier. Frequent long-lasting blue berries are a sign that you are performing well, and frequent short-lasting red berries are a sign that you're making many mistakes. Having a blue berry around you, however, does not mean that you are invincible. Taking damage from enemies will cause the amount of experience points you receive to go down. Each time the bottom gauge becomes filled, your experience point modifier will be recovered by 1. The penalty for making mistakes in the game is extremely minor, so it's easy to recover your score even if they do occur. However, taking damage too frequently makes leveling up take longer and will put you at disadvantage in the long term. Among the other vessels that become unlocked through the course of the game, some require a larger amount of experience to level up than normal. The more powerful a vessel becomes with each special mutation, the longer it will take that vessel to mutate. Certain enemies will drop cranium skull medals when they are defeated. Packed inside these skulls is a highly sought-after type of ganglia called miso. Collecting them creates a large amount of experience points. Furthermore, it also restores a great deal of stamina and EXP. This is because strengthening one's neural pathways will improve cognitive judgment. Okay, collecting skull medals one after another will make them higher each time up to a maximum level of 8, which I got all the 8 medals. The higher the level of the skull coin, the more EXP and recovery it will provide. If a skull medal touches the bottom of the screen, its level will drop by 2, and if you take damage, it'll drop by 4. Some vessel types have VOM organs. I do not even know how to pronounce that. Once your VOM gauge is fully charged, press B to activate it. Oh man, Judas Priest reference. The VOM gauge is charged to the collection of green blood cells. Okay, that's what those hearts are. Which appear when using your basic attack on enemies at close range, tapping A or holding down X. Oh, you can also shoot like this, apparently. Blue blood cells will also charge it, but the per cell charge amount is far less than the green blood cells. If you want to use your VOM, it behooves you to delve into close quarters combat. I got no problem with that. Using your VOM will also cause a blue barrier to appear around you. Please be mindful, however, that this barrier does not grant full invulnerability. Attack using primary fire. I have conveyed all necessary knowledge to you. However, are you able to say that you truly understand each and every one of these advanced knowledges? I'd like now to carry out one final examination by fire, mock battle. Drive back and eliminate 30 fearsome enemies as they approach to attack you. Observe when your enemies begin to charge their attacks, and choose whether to defend with your charge attack or move in attack up close. Making mistakes here will not result in a game over, but each mistake will lower your kill count total. However, I suspect this nigh impossible task, so its overwhelmingly high difficulty may in fact be beyond your ability to clear. For the truth is, the real purpose of this tutorial up to this point has been merely to flatter the participant and lull them into a false sense of security. Why would we do this? The reason is simple. To bring despair upon those foolish enough to underestimate the intensity of shmups and drive them to total psychological collapse. Gee, thanks. Annihilate 10 enemies. Metal fantastic. Oh. Good. I am impressed. Your ability far surpassed my expectations. However, do not forget that your real challenge is yet to begin. You fully understand each and every one of the advanced knowledges. What you have gained here will not only aid you in your conquest of this game, but serve as formidable knowledge in the quest to understand the essence of all hardcore shooting games. To put it simply, you now understand the bare bones of shooting games. Yes, this and truly this is the essence of being an STG, Ossifite. Awaiting you in this game are cruel, hellish difficulty levels that vastly exceed the difficulty of the mock battle. In your case, however, I believe there is a small chance that you may be able to endure them to completion. Whether you succeed or fail at this endeavor depends entirely on the verity of your bones. I did survive the tutorial. Woo, that's weird. Almost had this one. Oh, accumulate hour playtime. Without using any continues. What? So hold on, let me look at that real quick. Oh, okay. So yeah, you can look at all the story scenes. This is what you wanted, right? There's 176 of these. It'll tell you the whole damn story. Okay, so I think I've showed you guys enough. I showed you guys the arcade mode. I showed you guys the story mode. I still don't quite understand the nutrition part of it. I don't understand how to turn shit into nutrients. That really wasn't described, so maybe some people have asked on the Steam boards about it. But, at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim Plays with another great game. Be sure to pick this one up on Steam for just $12 introductory price. The name of the game is Angel of Dusk. I'll see you guys later.